Ipinahayag ng pamahalaan ang isang kasunduan para ilipat ang mga refugee sa Estados Unidos. Ibinunyag ni punong ministro Malcolm Turnbull ang ilang mga detalye hinggil sa kasunduan na patatakbuhin ng United Nations High Commission on Refugees o UNHCR. Narito ang ulat. Pagkatapos ng halos isang taong negosasyon, kinumpirma ng punong ministro ang kasunduan sa Estados Unidos na ililipat doon ang mga refugee na kasalukuyang nasa detensyon sa Manus Island at Nauru. Idiniin niya na ang kasunduan ay minsanang alok lamang. Ang kasunduan sa pamamalakad ng United Nations High Commission on Refugees o UNHCR ay tutukoy lamang sa mga tao na nasa sentro ng detensyon na pinoproseso at bibigyang prioridad ang mga babae, mga bata at kanilang pamilya. Ang pamahalaan ay nasa mga huling yugto na rin ng negosasyon sa Nauru para sa 20 taong visa na iaalok para roon sa ayaw magpalipat o bumalik sa kanilang bansang pinagmulan. Nagsalita katabi ang punong ministro, sinabi ng ministro ng Imigrasyon Peter Dutton ang kasunduan ay hindi makakaapekto sa kasalukuyang kaayusan.
No element of our policy will change. We still rely on regional processing, which is why Nauru will remain in its current status forever. That is, the relationship between Australia and Nauru is as strong as it's ever been, and it will continue. The 20-year visa arrangement will also apply to new arrivals, and let that be a very clear message to all people that you will not step foot on Australian soil, and we repeat that message again today.
Malugod na tinanggap ng oposisyon ang pahayag at sinabing ito ay umaalingaungaw sa tinatawag ng Partido Labor na Malaysian Solution na makikita ang pagpalit ng pamahalaan sa pagtanggap ng 800 asylum seeker sa pagpapalipat ng 4,000 refugee sa Malaysia. Sinabi ng leader ng Partido Labor, Bill Shorten, hindi niya tiyak kung ano ang magiging epekto ng pagpasok ng administrasyon ni Donald Trump sa kasunduan na naabot sa pamahalaan ni Pangulong Barack Obama.
I guess it would have been better to conclude this before the United States election, so the very issue you're raising doesn't come up. But that is what it is. We will certainly, in principle, work with the government, subject to seeing the detail. But we do welcome this. We want to see people moved out of these facilities. Labor's commitment to regional resettlement is based on, one, stopping the people smugglers and their cruel and evil trade, and two, making sure, though, that we don't have people stuck in indefinite detention in the facilities which Australia has indirect responsibility for.
Ang hindi napabilib ay ang Partido Greens na inakusahan ang parehong partido ng pag-atras sa kanilang mga responsibilidad sa mga nakadetini. Tinawag ng tagapagsalita ng Greens ang 20 taong visa na isang taktika para tanggapin ng mga tao ang pagpapalipat.
This is once again an attempt to coerce people into agreeing to a particular outcome, and this has been a hallmark of the government's policy around people seeking asylum in Australia for a number of years now under both Labor and Liberal, I might add. So, and that's why the Australian Greens have always held a principled and ethical position that people on Manus and Nauru should be brought here to Australia.
Mayroong 1,200 tao na nasa mga sentro ng detensyon. Marami sa kanila ay naroroon na ng maraming taon. Sinabi sa Sky News ang tagapagtanggol ng mga refugee at abogado, David Mann, habang siya ay umaasa sa kasunduan, nakakadismaya na hindi sila tinanggap ng Australia.
Although the US is clearly a suitable option for resettlement of refugees, I would also say at the same time that it would have been better if it hadn't come to this, that Australia be sending refugees to another country rather than taking them in itself, because first and foremost, Australia bears the legal and moral responsibility for the safety of these refugees, and they really ought to have come to Australia under the international system for protection of refugees, which is based on responsibility sharing. So the real question here is, what's best for these people in the circumstances? And it's quite clear that the US as a resettlement country does provide a suitable option. On the details as we know them, which are very few.
Binatikos din ng mga pangkatauhang grupo ang kakulangan ng mga detalye kaugnay sa pagpahayag. na nawagan si Daniel Webb ng Human Rights Law Center sa pamahalaan na huwag kalimutan ang mga taong hindi kasama sa kasunduan.
I think it says that the plan is not yet a plan. We've had no information about timeframes. We've had no information about numbers. We've had no information about whether anyone will be left behind and what the government plans to do for those people. Unfortunately, what we heard this morning may be the beginnings of that way forward, but certainly not the end. When the day comes that an innocent person is rebuilding their lives in the United States, that'll be a good day for that person. But this does not end until each and every person suffering harm at our government's hands is also rebuilding their lives in safety.